been waiting, waiting for the day. Something deep down tells me the day is today. So man, if that's the way I feel, and that's the way I feel, and we're gonna make it last,
we're gonna make it last.
Yes, we're going out tonight, we're staying out all night. The day is the day, and the day is the day. The day we've been waiting for. I'm gonna let myself go and swing round and round. Ain't nobody gonna stop us now. Yeah, we're gonna make it last.
We're gonna make it last.
Sookrum's Brewing Company and UMFM 101.5 presents Sunday Sessional, a monthly pairing of UMFM program hosts and musical guests in the intimate environs of Sookrum's Tap Room. Spend a Sunday afternoon enjoying song selections from one of your favorite radio hosts and stripped-down performances from some of the city's best artists while enjoying a tasty beverage or two. This free event happens monthly at Sookrum's Tap Room, located at 479B Warsaw Avenue, but like a rotating tap, each one is unique with a new host and slate of performers. For more information on Sunday Sessional dates and details, visit the event calendar at umfm.com and come join us at Sookrum's.
Again. It was over before it began.
sick as we're really, it's all that you got. Metal shields on wood, pushed to our back. There's a splinter in your eye, it reads rehab. They shifted the statues for harbor readers. Red man out, got a red blues. When we dance, the boys, the hitters got out. She gathered the corners, collared her down. She said, ooh. Bye.
Hello, hello, hello. That was just Lemon Zinger by Sloan on UMFM 101.5. Currently tuned into Over the Neptune. Thanks for stopping by. My name's Asher, your host. And yeah, it is September 1st today, which is kind of crazy. That means school starts next week, I believe Tuesday or Wednesday. Should probably check that because I have classes to attend. But that aside, we're on the 21st episode of Over the Neptune, and today we're doing just a little mixed bag. So we started off with you just heard Lemon Zinger by Sloan. That was off their 1992 debut record, Smeared, classic album at this point, and my personal favorite Sloan record. Sloan, without a doubt, I'd say is kind of the Canadian band of the 90s. You could argue with me on that if you want, but I don't know. I feel like all their music in the, from their conception, 1992, prior to that with their EP, but all their music in the 90s is great. Power pop, very power pop influenced. This album in particular kind of took a lot from overseas in the UK with kind of a shoegaze direction. But yeah, still the power pop kind of elements are still here that would later define their other records, such as Twice Removed, which is another great record by Sloan. Prior to that, we played REM with Harbor Coat off their 1984 album Reckoning. It's the first track off the album. Harbor Coat, classic song. Reckoning's a classic album. And yeah, I've been really into REM lately, kind of going back to those old EPs and records. Chronic Town, it's amazing debut EP. Murmur, Reckoning, also good. And before that, Pure Michigan by Kiwi Jr. Kiwi Jr. is a band from Toronto, and that was just Pure Michigan off their new album released this past June called Blowin' Up, released on the Lovely K Records, which is one of my favorite record labels, and there will be an episode on that record label soon. I want to do one kind of, honoring the great music they've put out. But yeah, so that was just kind of a three-song suite. A little bit of mixed of jangly power pop, you could say. But we're going to keep the boat rolling, or whatever the saying is. And we're going to dive into some Stereolab. So here it is on UMFM 101.5. We'll be right back. Welcome back. That was just Ceylon by Kay Limer on UMFM 101.5. Nice little song, very dreamlike. Kay Limer, musician from, who was born actually in Winnipeg, but then I believe relocated to Seattle in his childhood. So, I mean, still counts as CanCon, but I think he's kind of, I guess, more of an American-based artist who, yeah, that was just off his original recordings, 1975 to 1983, compilation of his work that was recorded during that time. Yeah, very much kind of ambient music akin to Brian Eno, No Pussyfooting, Discreet Music. I know that was a direct influence of his, and I guess you could sort of say Canada's answer to Brian Eno, or North America's, because I guess he's kind of Canadian and American. However, Brian Eno is one of the greatest musicians of all time, and no one really could be up to his par. But yeah, great stuff there, very kind of soothing, calm track to end the little three-song suite. Prior to that, we had Telstar Drugs with Unglued. That is just off their EP called Endless Straight, which was released 2014. Yeah, kind of hypnotic post-punk in the vein of Woman, who are, yeah, Telstar Drugs was from that sort of scene of Calgary artists who, yeah, made a very distinct brand of angular post-punk in the time, and yeah, great track there. And even before that, we had Stereolab. We played a Rainbow Conversation off their 1997 great album, perhaps their magnum opus. I think many would agree with that. Dots and Loops. Stereolab, great band. I have played them on here before, but you can never play too much Stereolab. Very much one of the most inventive bands of the past three decades, or four, three, maybe four, who knows. But yeah, just I love the mix of kind of krautrock influences. Leticia Sadier's bilingual, so she often, yeah, that song was in French, but a lot of their music kind of switches back between English and French. All the synths, super great. Can't go wrong with Stereolab. Okay, well, we got some more songs next. We have Knitting, who are a Montreal-based band, indie rock band. We're going to play Here Comes off their new album, Souvenir. Here it is.
Here comes the night again, I'm calling. Right.
Just Map of the Sun by The Grifters on UMFM 101.5. Yeah, that was just off their 1994 album, Crappin' You Negative. Grifters, great band. Yeah, I'd put them up there on the same pedestal that Guided by Voices, Pavement has been put on, just as 90s kind of slacker rock indie bands. They're a band from Tennessee. Started out late 90s and released a handful of albums, all of which of are great. A couple of EPs as well. The Eureka EP, which was released in 1995, just 1 year after this album. I got that on CD recently, and that kind of sparked a little bit of a session of delving back into their music, re-listening, and yeah, great band. If you're a fan of kind of loud, raucous kind of indie rock, anything lo-fi, you'll like the Grifters. Prior to that, we played Walking with Jesus by Spaceman 3, classic at this point. Yeah, Spaceman 3, don't even know where to start. They're, yeah, band formed in the 80s by Jason Pierce and Peter Kember, who then, after Spaceman 3, went to form on their own projects under Sonic Boom and Spiritualize. But yeah, they're kind of the foundational pioneers of that sort of drugged-out neo-psychedelica sound of that time. Yeah, that was just off their 1987 album, Perfect Prescription. It's a honestly very chill song compared to the rest of their stuff, or at least on that album. Yeah, just the two chords droning back and forth. I think it's organ on there that is playing. It's quite lovely. If you want something louder, though, check out Roller Coaster by Spaceman 3. That song is awesome as well. And even before that, we had Knitting, who I talked about previously, but kind of want to delve back into. Knitting are a band from Montreal. They just put out an album called Souvenir, and that was just the track Here Comes. Great stuff, kind of harks back to that 90s indie rock sound that I talked about earlier. Not as loud and abrasive as the Grifters, but still kind of in that same vein. Very nice stuff. And it was put out on Mint Records, which is a Vancouver-based record label who's put out countless great musicians' music, like Ribbon Skirt, who are another Canadian band, kind of a contemporary indie band. Kiwi Jr., whom I played earlier, and then even like Novalero from Winnipeg. Yeah, great stuff there. Yeah, I have a couple songs left. Depends how much time I have left. I have three on the playlist, but might only have time for two. But if I shut up, maybe I could play three. So we'll do that. Yeah, thanks for tuning back in to Over the Neptune. It's always a pleasure to play some music for you. I'll be back next week. And here is Bullfighter by Smart Went Crazy on UMFM 101.5. Thank you. We'll be right back.
drowning here in summer's cauldron, under mats of flower lava. Please don't pull me out, this is how I would want to go. Please don't leave my shower.
quietly frustrated. Her discontent over my identity. So right, hold me down, oh Vader. Hold me down, if you're so right.
Hi, this is Jay Arner, and you're listening to UMFM from Winnipeg.
Attention, everyone. This is an emergency broadcast. The unpleasant noise you are about to hear coming from your radio is not a mistake. Please do not turn off your radio, but turn up the volume on your receiver as high as it can go.